parts of first our life to express that I'm very happy to meet all of you, and that I'm happy to discuss, happy to share our understandings. So, first thing, maybe I thought, I think in the announcement, they're talking about happy part. However, whatever you understand about, about that. However, first thing, I thought maybe to talk a little bit on the stress. Generally, the topic is that how we can solve our life problems. That is the main topic. The various problems, and especially the biggest problem in our life, the biggest one, the most afraid of, most that we're concerned about, or most that we're frightened of. Mainly, especially that one, how we can be free from that, how we can overcome that, and meanwhile, until we overcome that, until we completely become free from that, how we can deal with that? While we're going through this, how we can deal with that? You see, until our mind reaches the state that which can overcome that. So could be wrong. What I think what stress means could be a mistake. But then you see, if it's a mistake, then you have to correct. So please correct. If there's something, you see, in my thinking, there's some mistakes. However, I think the stress depends whether the stress, it didn't come from outside. Stress didn't come from machines. Stress didn't come from outside. Didn't come from sky or water, fire, earth, the elements. The stress didn't come from outside people. Stress came from within one's mind. And it depends on way of thinking. One way of thinking, it creates stress. One way of thinking does not create stress. It eliminates stress. So stress, stress is dependent on where concept. It is stress dependent on way of thinking. How you think. You see, the way of thinking. So one way of thinking, it builds up stress. It creates the stress. So actually, our own mind is the creator of stress, and our own mind is also one who liberates ourselves from the stress. You see, our own mind is also that which frees us from the stress. So our own mind is the creator of our problems, but also our own mind, if you know how to think, our own mind, without need to look happiness outside, you see, from within one's own mind, one can find happiness. You see, from one's own mind, you see, one's own mind can create happiness in the life. So you see, as it produces the problems, also the mind can stop the problems and can turn happiness, can obtain peace of mind, relaxation in the heart, tranquility, peace in the heart.
Mm.
So that is basic thing. That is the that is not just made up. It's not just made up philosophy due to an individual person's interest or you see profit or in say interest to get something for the person say itself the person him or herself. Not that. These are life experience. How things are created by the mind. How things came from the mind. How the life came from one's mind. It's a reality. It's experience. It's experience. You know. It's a reality. It's that evolution is a reality. You know, that we can let it is our own experience from morning until night. That one day, 24 hours life, happiness, problems, how it depended on one's own way of thinking. One way of thinking, there's problem in the life, but one way of thinking, there's no problem in the life. You see, with one concept, you find problem in the life, but with another concept, there's no problem in the life. So it's all dependent on how you think, depending on whether you label, depending on whether you label problem or not. Depending, you see, if you look at the life situation, you know, if you label it, you see, if you establish, you see, dislike, thought, you see, if you establish that life situation, dislike. You know, I don't like. This one I don't like. So, therefore, it's bad. Then the life situation appears bad to you. After one label is bad, then there's appearance of bad. But until one doesn't label bad, you see, until you don't establish dislike under that life situation, until one establish thought dislike on that, you see, and until one don't label it's bad, there is no appearance bad in the life. Same, until one doesn't label problem, this is problem, I have problem. Until one's own mind doesn't give a name problem, you see, like we give name on child. When we get child, we give name to child. So like that, for example, if there's a child, I say, you see, if the parents do not label the child, you know, Toto or something, see, they... Toto, you see. Then, you see, if the parents do not label on the base the association of the body and mind of the child, as long as the parents do not label Toto, you see, Toto doesn't exist. Toto doesn't exist. So when the parents labeled Toto, depending on the association of body and mind of the child, then, you see, then what makes Toto to exist is, then, you see, after parents agreed and labeled, and they believe in their own label, then, you see, only after they're labeled, then, you see, Toto comes in existence. That's how Toto exists. So, Toto exists by depending on the association of body, mind of child and parent mind, you see, making up, you see, the label, Toto, you see, parent's mind, you see, merely imputing, depending on those two, depending the association of the mind of child and parent's mind, which makes up the level, the name. So depending on those two, Toto exists. So that's all what Toto is. You see, that's all what Toto is. How Toto exists. How Toto exists is that's all. There's nothing more than that. Nothing more than that. So that, you see, so there's no such, so you see, the Toto is merely imputed by the parent's mind, depending on the association of body and mind of the child. So therefore, there's no such a Toto, real one, existing from its own side. Toto exists from the side of the mind. Toto doesn't exist from the side of it. There's no Toto from its own side. Toto exists from the side of the mind, under the control of the mind. So there's no such a real Toto, existing from its own side. So that is the ultimate nature of the Toto. That is the reality of the Toto. What is the ultimate nature? The very nature of the Toto. And that is this. You see, there is no such real Toto from its own side. It's existing. That's not true, because it came from the mind. Parents, you see, merely their mind has, you see, merely imputed. So Toto came from the parent's mind. However, at this point, what I'm trying to clarify, explain is, the main thing is that, so if the parents did not label Toto, you see, Toto doesn't exist. You see, Toto comes in existence only after parents are labeled, Toto, depending, or not just labeling Toto on this space, depending on the association of body and mind of the child. So you see, you can see now very clear the evolution of how the Toto comes in existence. This is come from the mind. So now, same thing. You see, we in our life we think we have problem, but actually in the reality, how the problem came in existence is same way as the example of the child, Toto. You see, if we do not establish thought or dislike on the life situation, and did not look at it bad, and did not label bad, you see, and did not label problem. You see, if it did not label problem, then, you see, problem doesn't exist. Problem doesn't exist in our life if it did not label problem. So what happens is this. What normally happens in our life is it. So you see, like this. So you see, a person, you see, somebody whom one expects, you see, to love you. Somebody whom one expects to love oneself. you see, but if one doesn't expect that person to love oneself, if one doesn't have expectation, then there's no problem. Then you see, even that person dislike, you know, you don't care, you know, even that person doesn't love you, one doesn't care. You see, it doesn't really bother whether this person like or not, you know, doesn't like. But when there's expectation, you see, when there's, you see, clinging, you see, that person's mind to loved one. So when there's an expectation or when there's a clinging in that, then you see, when so you see that person's, you know, mind changes. You see, it doesn't love to oneself. Then you see, rather, you see, if you don't establish the mind, dislike to that. If you establish the mind, you know, like, instead of dislike, like, of course, then you see, it's only pleasure, even that person doesn't love you, it's only pleasure. even one is unable to establish the thought on that like, but at least doesn't matter, you see, at least doesn't matter, you know. So it doesn't bother, it doesn't disturb much, it doesn't hurt that much, you see. So you see, one actually thought dislike on that. At the beginning, there's expectation and there's clinging to that. You see, expectation or clinging, and grasping on that. So then you see, when the person's mind changes, you see, then one establishes the thought dislike. You see, one make up this concept. One make up this concept. You know, you are on the philosophy of the concept. You know, you see, I don't like. So one make up this concept. And then, you see, then one label it a problem. One label the problem, you see. Then after one label bad and problem, then there's appearance, you see, bad, you know, that person bad, and you see, there's appearance of problem in the life. So the bad and bad, this is bad, this person is bad, and I have problem, this person doesn't like me, doesn't love me, and that's the problem. So you see, appearing, so then you see what happens is that we're not aware that our mind, that how it started is the bad came from Western mind. The bad is it came from Western mind. The problem came from Western mind. One, because one recognized, one interpreted this as a problem. So by labeling, giving name on that problem, you see, and then I have problem. Then taking that on oneself, taking that upon oneself, then I have problem. So like that, you see. So then you see, then appearing the problem, then you see, in one's own view, as there's a real problem, as you see, existing from the side, something independent problem. Independent problem. You see, inherently existing problem. You see, the problem came from outside. You see, it exists from its own side, a real problem. So all that part is not true. It doesn't exist. Because what exists is the way came in existence is, you see, it came from one's mind. So if one did not label problem, then there's no problem in the life. If one did not label that, that doesn't exist. So if one didn't interpret that way, it doesn't exist. So it's very clear. So if one did not label, as long as one's mind did not establish thought of dislike, you know, and but the purpose why? The evolution why when establish dislike, as I explained before, because there's expectation and expectation or grasping. So, however, so if there's no, one didn't establish total dislike and different level, see, the problems with these things. There's no bad and there's no, you see, there's no bad person, there's no problem in the life. So, like that.
Mm.
For example,
mm.
like this, if I give another example,
mm.
let's say,
mm.
that's, you see, now give another example. This point, there are two people.
Mm.
Let's say, one person actually didn't love you a long time ago, but you see, the person acts as the person loves you, and one's mind, you see, one label, this person, you see, gives, you know, helps me, and this person loves me. You see, and loves me, and it's good. So on a label, you see, because there's a, you know, expectation or the grasping. So you see, so what's the mind established on that thought light, established the concept light, and it's good. You see, and it's good. It's a, you know, it's good. And it's friend. So you see, one has put all these labels. And then, you see, after one put the label, you know, life, you know, is good, and the appearance is good. You know, the person's actions, person is appearing good. And then after one put the label friend, you know, then there's appearance of friend. That is, you see, so this appearance, all these views came from one's own mind. Then there's another person, you see, actually, how say, loves you, you see, very much. But the way this person appear, is outside appearance, doesn't love you. You see? So now this outside behavior, you see, so same thing as before. You see, this is not what one doesn't like, you know. So, say, one establish sort of dislike on that. And then, you see, dislike on that. And bad, you know, there's appearance bad, then you see the problem and the enemy. So one label enemy, but there's appearance of enemy. But you see now this, here I'm giving an example that is nothing to do with their mind. It's completely one's own projection. This person actually loves you, as it doesn't love you, hate you, but he doesn't love you. But outside, you see, you interpreted the outside action as the person loves you. But this person actually loves you, but the outside action you interpreted as doesn't love you. So you see, but their attitude is, you see, one whom you think love, you see, the person doesn't love you. But whom you think love, the person doesn't love you. But whom you don't think doesn't love, is the person that loves you. So you see, even now, here I'm talking an example, is nothing to do with their attitude towards you, nothing to do. But there's still a possibility of, you see, that this appearance that we make our own world, that you make your own world creation around, like appearances, views, with one's own concept. You see? So, this is another example. you see, with this came from one's mind, label, appearance, which is created. So, like this. This so example even makes more clear. So, so it's very important. Very important that the appearance comes, whatever it is, you know, house, table, a microphone, clock, whatever it is, any appearance, it comes after you labeled. doesn't the appearance of that thing, appearance of you see the object, appearance of the table doesn't happen to you. this one appearing you as a table doesn't happen until you label, until your mind label this a table. You know, until your mind you see label a table depending on this you see this material which does function lifting up things, you know, to lift up things. So you see, so after one put the label table, because of the reason, first you see, when you come in the room, you see, you don't call table to the chair, you don't call table to this. There's hundreds of objects, but you don't call table to anything, you see. So now we have to think. What makes us do that? You see, this specific label. So as you come in the room, you see hundreds of objects. So, but what makes to make up your mind, make up the label, the particular label, table? It's not by seeing this. You see anything? By seeing this particular material, you see a certain shape that which does function, you know, to put things on the top. You see, so you see this material first, then you see what you see first, you see this material that which does this function. So that you see, that is the reason. The reason comes in your you see the reason first. What I'm saying is that before you make up the label, table, the specific label, you have a reason. You see, the reason in your mind, the reason has to come before you make the label. You see, the reason makes you choose this particular label on the table. And so the reason is because you see there's a particular material that which does this function, you see, to lift up things. So then after that you label table. You're not seeing the table first. You're seeing first this material that which does this function. If you're seeing the table first, you see, if you're seeing from the very beginning, if you're seeing the table first, then what is the reason behind makes you to decide this particular label, table? You see, there has to be reason. You see, there has to be reason before that. So then you have to find out what is the reason that which makes you to decide this particular name, this table. You see, there's no reason. Okay, because you didn't see this, you know. If you see the table very first thing, what you see is the table, not the basis of table, not the basis on which you label table, not that one. You see the table, you see the label table first, then you see what's the reason that makes you to choose the particular name table. You see, what's the reason? So, you see, there's no reason. You see, then if there's no reason, then you might call table to anything. You see, if there's no reason before, then you may call table to anything. So that is not the experience. That's not according to experience. That's not according to reality. And so reality is So you see this material first, as you come in, right? You see, this material first with this particular function. Then, you want to label table, and after you label table, then there's appearance of table, to one's mind. Only then there's appearance of table to one's mind. So you can see now. So you can see now what is the table. You see, what is the table? You see, now you can see, what you see very first, is not the table. It's the basis on which you're going to put the name table. Like the child, you see, what the parents say first is not, first time what the parents see is not total. It's the basis to be labeled total. It's the association of the mind. It's the basis to be labeled total. You see, they see the base first, and then after they put a label, total. So the association of the mind is not total. And that's not total. You see, total is something else. That's not total. You see, so now here, the total, what is total? Is it total? And it becomes, you see, what is total? Become extremely subtle. Extremely subtle. You see, phenomena. what it is. Extremely fine, extremely subtle. You see, the how total exists. If you analyze, scientifically like this, if you analyze, it is very subtle. So same thing. It's nothing else. Total is nothing else except then what is merely, you see, what is imputed by the parent's mind. So same thing. Same thing, you see, that the table, you see, what you see very first time, you know, the table is the basis to be labeled table. You see, so after one label, because of seeing this material which does this function, then labeled table, then believing in that label, then one believe in this label, then there's appearance of table. So again, what is the table? Extremely subtle. It's not. What is the table? So it's not. It is not what we normally think. When we do not analyze, when we are not aware the reality of the table, something real from its own side, something independent, not created by the mind, something didn't come from the mind. A table is there from its own side, existing from its own side. So there's no such table. You see, in the reality. So what is the table? It's extremely subtle. So however, so like this, point of what I'm trying to explain is that, so you see, even the appearance of table comes only after you label the table and believe in that. I'm just giving more the variety of examples. So now if you understand, if you understand with the way I explained about the table, how table can exist in the total, now they're the same thing. Now that like this exactly, how subtle they are, you know, if you see their nature, how they exist. Similar. Now if you analyze the eye, the self, you see, what is the eye? You see, always people have questions, what is the eye? You know, why exist? Why I exist? Or is it why I came from? All these things. However, so now I'm not going to go over that because then the other subject may not come. So now this is some idea, an example. Now you should use this same evolution or should analyze. You see, well, that's correct, not what I said. With these things, if you, my English is not my English is not clear. They're not, you know, not good English. So, if you say understood well what I, how I explained, the evolution, you see, when you come in the room, what you see first, all these things, you see, you have to have a reason before you put any, before you put any label. You have, there's a reason before what makes you, what choose the particular label, particular name. So how about, so like this, exactly that same thing you, if you use for the I, you know, same thing, I. Now, I is the label. I, the self, is the label. The association of, association of body mind, the aggregates, association of body mind, aggregates, is the basis. Aggregates, or make it, to make it simple, association of body mind. You see, this is the basis. I is the label. Table and basis of table. So, they're not one. The aggregates, you see, association of body mind, is the basis to be labeled I. So, association of body mind is not I. Association of body mind is not I. You see, body is not I, mind is not I, even the whole group is not I. But then the I doesn't exist. The I doesn't exist anywhere, anywhere on this. I'm not saying I doesn't exist, but what I'm saying is I doesn't exist on this base anywhere, inside or above this, nowhere the I exists. Cannot find. If you search, cannot find anywhere. You see, nothing of those body and mind, even the association of body and mind, is not I. I is nowhere, nowhere in or out. It's above this, you see. But it doesn't mean I doesn't exist. I exist. I exist because I can listen, I can talk, you know, I can do action, sitting, standing, sleeping, you see, helping others, harming others. You see, I exist, I does all this activity. But, you see, I is nothing of this is I. Even the whole thing is not I. I is nowhere to exist. On this. So that's the important point to analyze. I'm just introducing, but you see, we have to meditate, we have to analyze. You see, analyze. Meditation is analysis. You know. It's scientific, you see, analysis. You see. So then through meditation, scientific meditation like this, and then you see, only then one can recognize, one can realize oneself. You see, what is the I, you know? Then you see why the I exists. Then everything, you see, you can find all the answers through the meditation, which is through the scientific meditations. The analysis, you see, say the analytical meditation. However, so again, you see, when we analyze like this, you know, again, when we analyze like this, you see, and what is the I? What is I? Become extremely subtle. Extremely subtle. You see, the I is, today, the I is no Australia. I thought maybe America or something. Anyway, so I don't think it's America. I just thought maybe America, you know, maybe being in America, but anyway, you see, the I is not, I is in Australia, I exist, but I is in Australia, I is in Bendigo, you see, in the college hall, you see, I is in this room, but what one has to understand or what should analyze is, the body is not I, mind is not I, Maybe narcissism, not I. And you see, I is nowhere in that above, outside above this, nowhere to exist, cannot be found anywhere. If I analyze, when we do not analyze, looks like there, looks like can be found, but when we analyze, you cannot find. You cannot find. You see. So, if it exists, if it is there, if it is there, then when you analyze, should become clear and should be able to find. But when you analyze, it becomes, as soon as you start to analyze, it becomes unclear. You don't cannot find. So that's the sign, and that's the proof it doesn't exist there. But there's some appearance of I, but there's an appearance of I inside, you see. There's an appearance, you see, there's a real I inside the body, within me or inside my body. Why there's a real I there? Why there's appearance of real I? That is not true. That appearance is not true. That appearance is false. False. Why? How is it false? So what I mentioned before cannot be found. That's the reason. That's the reason. That's the basic reason. Why this appearance is false? It's not true. You see, if we think the way it exists, the way the I exists, if we think the evolution, you can see it's not true, this appearance. So now same thing, as I mentioned those other examples. You see, depending on the association of body mind, you see, depending on this, then mind impute. I, you see, me, I. You see, our mind merely impute I. See, depending on the association of the mind, then our mind merely impute I. That's all what it is. The reality of the I, or how the I exists, nothing more than that. You can't. Nothing more than that. Nothing more than that. It exists. But you see, I, what was our mind merely imputed, does not appear to us. We forget that it is imputed by our mind. We forget that. You see, mind is not aware. Forget we were not aware. You see? So, that's one reason. Then, the I, that which is merely imputed by one's mind, depending on this aggregates or the association of body mind, then, after that, appears, you see, existing, appears as inherently existent. You see? And nothing to do with your mind. It appears like that. Nothing to do with one's concept, nothing to do with your mind, labeling. It exists from its own side. You know, it has an existence. It has something, you know, from its own side. So you see, something real in the sense of independent, without depending on the mind labeling, and the association of the mind, without depending on those two, there's a real I there, something independent. You see, emotional I. You see, when we have this very strong desire, or when we have very strong anger, or very strong pride, you know, when we are going to have when there's danger to have a car accident. During that time, you see that this appearance becomes very strong. This false appearance, false appearance. See, the real I is independent, uncreated. You see, without depending on the mind and the association about the mind, you see, without depending on those two, something independent, real one comes inside. So becomes a very strong, becomes, you see, very strong in those times. When one starts to about to fall down, or when somebody you see, criticizes, when somebody provokes, wants some mistakes, and then this becomes those moments, those times, then those situations, in the Western term, what is used, emotional eye, or the this false appearance of the eye, you see, independent eye, you see, this false eye, you see, independent, you see. So this becomes, this appearance, it becomes very strong when we such those conditions, you see. Those times very strong, but other times when there's no fight, when there's no strong condition, you see, when there's no such those conditions, so happy, so excited, one get a degree or present or reputation for us. You see something, either so excited or other, so unhappy or depressed or very angry. Or so those times, you see, become very clear. But other times, not so clear. But it depends on the individual person. If the individual person is has sharp mind, has intelligent, or if the person has a sharp mind, then can feel even normal time when there's no particular situation, you can see that, you can recognize this false eye, which you cannot find there, you see, on this association body mind, you see, or inside of this, or on this you cannot find, which doesn't exist there, you see, you can search. However, which doesn't exist there. So you see, if one is meditating, if one is doing the meditation, meditating on the ultimate nature of the I. If one is doing meditation, you see, the analytical meditation, you see, to realize the ultimate nature of the I. You see, that which is the only way, to liberate yourself from every single problems and causes problem, which is in the mind, which is within one's mind. So, root of all the problem is this, you see, wrong conception. You see, this thought, that which believes this false I is true I. That's the real one. That, you see, this I which is appearing, you see, existing from the side, unlabeled, you see, and that is the real one, and that's true, believing that's true. So because the object does, such object doesn't, it's empty there, it doesn't exist. But, you see, the thought, because that thought which believes that it exists, and that's how it proves this thought is wrong conception. And this is ignorance. So this is the root of all the problems. Root of all the problems. Root of the root of death, from where death comes, from where, what makes us to experience death is from that, from this ignorance. What makes us to experience old age is from that. What makes us to get sick is from that. What makes us to be reborn is by that. You see, to be reborn is, that's the main cause. This false mind is the main cause. So therefore, once we recognize what is the root of all problem, then automatically you are aware what is the method, what is the solution. That is, solution is to cut this root, this wrong conception, this ignorance, which, you see, which is ignorant to see the, you see, which is ignorant in the ultimate nature of the I, you see, the reality of the I. So it becomes very, very important to see, to discover that what I see from, see, what makes us to experience all these problems. Then in our life, you see, separating away from desirable objects, what makes us to meet the undesirable object, you know, cost, what makes to rise all these fear, worries, you know, and even we found the object, not find satisfaction, all this came from, all this, you see, came from, caused by this, the root false mind, the ignorance. So the solution is to not experience at all this entire problem, is, you see, eliminate this very root, you see, the wrong conception. So now what makes to eliminate this? What makes to eliminate this root of problems, ignorance, is by, you see, realizing, by realizing the object of the ignorance. The object of the ignorance, the I, which is in reality merely imputed by the mind, depending on the association of the mind, but, you see, appearing in, as independent, you know, real one from its own side. So, what this object was believed by this ignorance. So, to realize the object of ignorance, this object of this ignorance, what the ignorance believes is empty, is completely empty. There. So that is the solution. And so, so this wisdom, one of the most important wisdom that we have to gain in our life, the most important wisdom among the wisdom, one most important wisdom is this wisdom realizing the ultimate nature of the I. eliminates ignorance. Then, by developing this wisdom, then one is able to eliminate. Say, one is able to eliminate even the one is able to eliminate even the imprint. Even the seed left by this ignorance on the conscience. If you explain the seed there on the conscience left by the ignorance, like we plant seed in the ground, you see, then there's a possibility to grow again. You see, if there's seed, then there's a possibility to again, you see. So generally speaking, that you see, it is seed means that which brings again, you see, like the seed there, then that means there's a possibility again to bring the sprout, you see. So same. So even the seed that's left by ignorance, even this completely can be purified by this wisdom, by your own wisdom. Then you see, you don't, one do not experience at all. Even by this, one do not experience at all, you see, the rebirth and you see, death, all these are, you see, all the problems, one sufferings, all the sufferings, one do not experience. So completely ceased by removing, by completely, you see, purifying, you see, removing the cause of the suffering, which is you see, in the mind. Then this is what is called when the, you see, when the, even the, including the seed is completely purified, then I say this is what is called ultimate happiness. This is what is called ultimate happiness, liberation, where you see, you never experience again suffering, because even the seed of the cause of suffering is purified. Then that's what's called nirvana in Sanskrit, or sorrowless state, mental state where which doesn't experience any suffering. doesn't experience which doesn't experience any problem, relationship problem or recession or whatever. You see, you see nothing. Then you see that no experience of hunger, thirst, nothing. All this, you see. If there's no suffering of death and rebirth, those things, how can possible those other problems? Those other problems, there's no way. And then still by developing the wisdom, you see, your own wisdom, not wisdom just that transplanted by somebody, or not like that. The wisdom that your your own mind, your own wisdom, you see, then you see, even the subtle imprint that which is on the conscience, left in conscience, you see, by this, you see, the ignorance, these wrong conceptions, even this get purified completely. Even this very subtle one, subtle mystic of the mind, obscuration of the mind, even this get purified by developing the wisdom, you see, more skillful means, you see, the altruism, that wishing, you see, and wanting, say, the altruism, they're taking responsibility, you see, to free everyone from all the sufferings and causes, and to bring the highest happiness, the what's called full enlightenment. Full enlightenment, the great liberation, much more pure than before. Much more higher state than before.